Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just sat down to the number one national football recruiting blog station in the world. I am your host, Dr. B, and I'm here to introduce the dynamic recruiting agency that will assist your athlete in being recruited to a beneficial college or university, known as the
everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Diamond Show. I'm Robert Denson, also known as Coach D. Now is the time to join Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting.com. If you not have received a call from a college coach in the last month, it is time to look at your plan B. Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting is here to help you get to the next level. Once again, visit our website and fill out the questionnaire and let us help you with the recruiting aspect. Please visit www.ditrfr.com. Also, make sure you have registered for the Eligibility Center by going to www.eligibilitycenter.org. In order to take any official trips, you must be registered with the Eligibility Center. Also, make sure you're preparing yourself for the ACT or the SAT. Here's a list of the SAT dates for the remainder of this spring, May 2nd and June 6th. Repeating for the SAT, May 2nd and June 6th. Make sure you get your tests out of the way early. Now for the ACT testing date, we only have one date remaining before school return in the fall. That is on June 13th. That is for the ACT. Make sure you're registered for, especially your seniors out there, seniors-to-be, make sure you get these tests out of the way early. That way you can be in line to take your official trips. High school juniors should be registered for either the upcoming SAT or ACT. Remember to list 9999 for your scores to be sent directly to the NCAA Eligibility Center and 9876 for your scores to be sent to NAIA Eligibility Center. Tonight, we will have a very special guest.
Are you a football player wanting to reach your full potential? If so, Diamond Showcase is for you. Diamond Showcase Pittsburgh in Chestwick, Pennsylvania is a football showcase where they will elevate your football skills and teach you about the recruiting and eligibility process. Diamond Showcase is not just for football players. Parents are encouraged to take part as well. Positions are limited, so register today. The cost of the showcase is $95. Prices will increase on May 1st to $105 for late registration. The price for the day of the showcase will be $120 for all walk-ups. So visit www.ditrfr.com or diamondshowcasepitt.eventbrite.com to register today. see you at the showcase. If you have any questions regarding the showcase, call 866-259-8271, extension 8. Again, that number is 866-259-8271, extension 8. This is Diamond Showcase. Have a good day.
Yes, make sure you register for the Diamond Showcase in Pittsburgh as soon as possible. We have spots that's filling up very quick. But tonight we're doing our spring roundup. We have started our spring roundup. We will continue this throughout the remainder of this year. We have a very special guest going to be joining us tonight. And matter of fact, he's from the Pennsylvania area. We have Brandon Humphrey will be joining us. He's from Pine Ridge High School in Pennsylvania. How you doing tonight, Brandon?
Good, good. How are you, Coach D?
All right, I'm doing great. First of all, we'd like to welcome you to the show and thank you taking time out of your busy day and joining us on the show tonight.
No problem.
How was your day today?
Thanks for having me. My day was good. Just got back from working out with a few of my brothers and a couple athletes around to whip you.
Okay, that's good. Tell our listeners and college coaches, we do have college coaches that's listening around the country. Tell us a little something about yourself.
You know, I'm always working hard, pushing myself so I can get to the next level. I know my opportunities, and I just have to work hard on the field and off the field to pursue my biggest dreams.
Okay, that's good. What are some of your biggest dreams?
One day I hope to play in the NFL, cornerback, my favorite position at all. I've been playing it since I was a little kid, and I just love the game of football so much.
Oh, that's great. What is your current GPA and test scores?
I know my GPA is 2.0. I don't know my test scores because I haven't taken the SAT or ACT yet. I'm scheduled for the one coming up this summer.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. Make sure you get your test scores. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, make sure you get your test scores out of the way early. What are you planning on majoring once you have entered into college?
Excuse me, that again?
I said, what are you planning on majoring in once you enter to college? What are you planning on studying once you get into college?
I'm studying to go into the engineering and technology field. I have seen scholarship visits for colleges, you know, they want me to go into the engineering field and visit their school and how their program works.
Okay. Well, you know, engineering field is great. You're really going to have to put a lot of time into your engineering because of all the testing and mathematics and a lot of studying that goes into the engineering. It requires a lot, but I'm pretty sure that you can balance both of those out, being a student athlete and also, you know, taking care of your academics. So, you know, engineering is a great field. We do need more great engineers into the field. I have a lot of my peers that engineers, unfortunately, I went into the business side of it, but engineering is a great field to go into. So you have any objective of going to the West Coast or the Midwest to play college football?
You know, I really don't matter about where I go. It's just as long as I can get the scholarship, you know, the free education that I'm, you know, getting from the school, it really doesn't matter to me. I'll play anywhere.
Okay. All right. So, you know, if things work out, you come to the showcase and put on the show. You know, California is not too far away from home. Texas is not too far away from home. New Mexico is not too far away from home.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, you know. I just try to work to my best ability, and whatever school has come, you know, I'll just take it.
Okay, that's good. I think you touched on a little earlier. What position you like to play in college?
My main position is cornerback or DB. I can play both safety or corner, and I also play receiver. So, you know, anywhere I need to be on the field, I can play it.
Okay. So I would consider you a guy that like to bring the wood and let the shit down the best wide receiver. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
I like that.
Yeah, thanks.
This question here, I have asked in the past. Why should a college coach choose you in the recruiting process?
You know, because I'm not just a hard worker just on the field. I'm also a hard worker in my books, and I always work to my best ability. I always, you know, want to compete with other players and show to prove who the best, to prove who's the best, you know, to make the team better instead of just individually. You know, I'm a team player. I love being with my team. That's what my coaches teach. We don't consider each other the team. We all consider each other as brothers, you know, a family. And
oh, that's go ahead.
Thanks.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. I was finished.
Oh, okay. What goals do you have for this upcoming year?
My main goal, you know, get myself bigger, stronger, and faster for the, so I can compete with the other, you know, top athletes in the WPIAL. Also to, you know, always work on my techniques and just to prove to everybody that I deserve to be looking at them, and I can be one of the best in the WPIAL.
Okay, yeah. What I can say about the WPIAL area, recently I was contacted. I came up to do a presentation up at the Nike clinic in February. One thing I can say, there's a lot of great athletes in the WPIAL area. I'm not just saying that because we're hosting a camp there. There's a lot of great athletes that I have seen their highlight tapes that I guess really unexposed. There's a lot of great talent there that needs to be brought exposed. So I commend all you guys that you continue to hard work out there, because there's a college home that college coaches will be aware of the Winfield area once we come in and do the showcase, and make sure that you guys get more exposure. That I realize the high school coaches are doing a great job, but we just here just to give you guys a little bit more push. So you guys continue to work hard and continue to you know, first of all, make sure you're taking care of your academics, and also make sure that you continue to perform the way that you're performing. What are some of your hobbies you like to do away from football?
I like to spend a lot of time with my family, you know, build our relationship and make sure like we're all stronger and we're together. Not really much. I just, you know, like to chill back, work on my football techniques, work on my academics, and that's really all.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan on attending the Diamond Showcase on May 16th?
Yeah, come to show up and show out.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. That's great. That's what I like to hear. You know, I don't know, for some reason, I'm seeing a lot of trash talking already going around with the wide receivers and DBs. I heard you guys recently was at another event, and some of you guys got exposed, some of you DBs got exposed. Is that true to say that a couple guys want to call you out at the Diamond Showcase once you guys get registered? Is that true that a couple wide receivers expose you?
Yeah, I got called out by a couple receivers, you know, at the WPIAL Showcase that I recently attended. It was, you know, it was nice and competitive. I loved the environment and the atmosphere that was there. You know, just everybody just competed and wanted to prove who was better and get their talent shown to the colleges that were attending or wherever they can get their exposure.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you got some unfinished business. I think you're gonna have to shut down a couple of your wide receivers. Is that true?
That's certainly true. You know, I always just work so we can get each other better, and myself also. So, can't
yeah,
wait.
You know what I hear from you? I hear that you're a team player.
Yes,
I'm not just saying that. You're not, you know, a lot of guys I have had on the show in the past is I. What I hear, you always thinking about the team, making the team better. And that's great. And I commend your high school coaches for instilling that into all the players, because you guys really need to work as a team. That's the only way that you can win. It's one individual trying to do everything. It takes 10 other guys to make a team complete. You know, you're just part of the piece other team. And I really commend your high school coach for preparing you guys to work as a team, not as an individual. That's great. What camps do you plan on attending this summer?
The camps that I plan to attend are Pitt, that's on June 6th, Temple, Youngstown, and Penn State.
Okay. All right. Now, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I might be able to fit a few more schools in there if I can, but those are my main picks right now.
Okay. One thing that we're going to educate you guys in regards to when you do go to these camps over the summer, we want to make sure that you guys prepared what to expect. Not so much for the football aspects of it, but what you need to be asking in regards to your academics. You know, one thing that I would suggest to you, if you're looking to go into the engineering field, for example, when you go to Pitt, make sure that you get in contact with someone in the engineering department just to find out, hey, will I be able to balance playing football and going into the engineering program, because engineering does require a lot of time. So those things like that, we're going to educate you guys in regards to that. Our camp is totally different. We just don't roll the football out. We want to prepare you for the whole aspect of your college experience, because I know a lot of other camps, all you do is go in, take pictures, put the jersey on, and run around on the field all day. Our camp is not designed that way. Our camps are designed to educate not only you, but your parents also. That way you know what to expect, you know, because I don't believe in, for you, for example, is going to a camp in Arizona, you know, because you got to think about the expense. You know, you're not paying to go to the camp. You got to think about your lodging. You got to think about your meals. You got to think about your siblings. You know, those things we go over in a little bit more detail. I know that we have a lot of listeners out there, so that's why I advise everybody to register for the camp, not only for the student-athlete, but we also invite the parents to attend, too, because you guys need to be educated in regards to the recruiting process. What schools have shown interest in you so far?
Not many. You know, I didn't really have a season last year because I had a concussion injury, but I got in contact with a couple coaches that invited me to come to their camps. You know, since I went to the Whippio Insider Camp, they had a couple colleges there that like what I did on the field, you know, when I competing. So I'm just staying humble and just patiently waiting for my time to come.
That's good. That's good. You know, and see, that's another thing. We're going to talk about, you know, safety in regards to concussions. We'll talk about all that at the Diamond Showcase. One last question, I'll let you get out of here in regards to this here. What sets you apart from other athletes in the country?
That I just don't think that, like, how some athletes, how they just tweet their offers and how they try to base themselves off of what they're, like their exposure. I just based off the people that who grind the hardest and who work the hardest to get who actually deserve the scholarship offers and who work hard in the classroom and on the field and competing with everybody and just showing them that they need to be, to show people that they're the best.
Yeah, no, that's good. You know, you touched something that I have to touch on right quick. Is offers, okay?
Yeah.
I see a lot of kids that tweet, student athletes that tweet offers that they have XYZ offer, they have over 45 offers. Okay, for example, if Pitt is my school and they have offered me, why haven't you committed? Why do you need more offers?
Yeah.
Offers is just like this here. For all you listeners out there, let me just give you an example of an offer. I'm going to use Brandon as an example. Brandon, I'm going to give you $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the $1 million? As a non-committal offer until you sign a letter of intent in February, the first Wednesday in February of every year. An offer doesn't mean anything. That means a school that has interest in you if you meet the academic standards. All these kids that are claiming all these offers and things, when a kid has an offer, I can call a coach right now and say, have you offered this kid? They say yes, but he can't commit. What is that? Does that mean anything? So you guys out there, don't get so caught up in regards to the offers. The main thing is make sure that you're taking care of your academics. Make sure that you're prepared academic. Make sure you have your test scores out of the way. Make sure that you're prepared when you do go on a trip. We're going to cover a lot of that stuff at the showcase. So just make sure that you're prepared and make sure that you're humble enough to understand when you do get an offer, you know how to pursue it. The only person that can accept your commitment is the head coach. No position coach, he can make an offer to you, but you have to make your commitment in front of the head coach of that institution. So just take those things in consideration. Anything you'd like to say in closing, Brandon?
I would like to thank you for the big opportunity to be on your show and for giving me the opportunity to be on the show and get to speak with you and let you know how everything is going.
Okay, that's no problem. I really appreciate you taking the time out. And first of all, I'd like to thank your parents for giving you this opportunity to speak on the air. Unfortunately, I don't have your parents' contact, and I hope to meet your parents in person and thank them personally face to face. I really appreciate you taking the time out to come on the show and just share a few minutes in regards to your recruiting process, just to give you a little bit more exposure in regards to our spring roundup. Once again, thank you for being on the show, and good luck this season, and I look forward to seeing you at the camp.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, man. Yeah, I'll be there. Can't wait.
All right. Have a great evening. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at DITRFR. Also, please do not forget to download our program on iTunes at Diamond Show. Also, refer the show to a friend or a teammate or another parent. If you have any general questions or suggestions or show topic, give us a call at 866-259-8271, extension 11. Once again, that number is 866-259-8271, extension 11. Thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for the Diamond Radio Show. We know that your time is very valuable and you're very busy, and we appreciate your time. Join us on this Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Our special guest will be Cody Ross. Please join us. Everyone, have a great night. See you at the showcase.
Are you a football player wanting to reach your full potential? If so, Diamond Showcase is for you. Diamond Showcase Pittsburgh in Chestwick, Pennsylvania is a football showcase where they will elevate your football skills and teach you about the recruiting and eligibility process. Diamond Showcase is not just for football players. Parents are encouraged to take part as well. Positions are limited, so register today. The cost of the showcase is $95. Prices will increase on May 1st to $105 for late registration. The price for the day of the showcase will be $120 for all walk-ups. So visit www.ditrfr.com or diamondshowcasepitts.eventbrite.com to register today. See you at the showcase. If you have any questions regarding the showcase, call 866-259-8271, extension 8. Again, that number is 866-259-8271, extension 8. This is Diamond Showcase. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just touched down to the number one national football